The power of compliments in building connections. In the fast-paced world of business, leadership, and public speaking, the art of building genuine connections can often feel like a lost skill. Yet, amidst boardroom negotiations, keynote addresses, and networking events, one simple yet profoundly powerful tool stands out: the compliment. Far from being mere flattery, a well-timed and sincere compliment can forge lasting relationships, boost morale, and even drive business success. This article delves deep into the power of compliments in building connections, exploring their psychological underpinnings, practical applications in professional settings, and strategies to deliver them effectively. Whether you're a CEO aiming to inspire your team or a public speaker looking to engage your audience, understanding how compliments work can transform your interpersonal dynamics. Compliments have been a cornerstone of human interaction since time immemorial, but in today's competitive landscape, they serve as a strategic asset. Research from social psychology shows that positive affirmations release dopamine in the brain, creating feelings of reward and pleasure. When you compliment someone, you're not just making them feel good, you're activating neural pathways that strengthen bonds and trust. In leadership, this translates to higher employee engagement and retention. According to a Gallup study, employees who receive regular recognition are 2.5 times more likely to be engaged at work. By weaving compliments into your daily interactions, you can cultivate a culture of appreciation that propels your organization forward. The psychology behind compliments: why they build stronger connections. At its core, the power of compliments lies in psychology. When we receive a compliment, our brain's reward centers light up, similar to receiving a monetary reward. This is due to the release of neurotransmitters like dopamine and oxytocin, which foster feelings of happiness and attachment. In building connections, this biochemical response creates a positive association with the giver of the compliment, making future interactions more favorable. From a social perspective, compliments signal respect and validation. In evolutionary terms, they served as a way to strengthen alliances within tribes. Today, in business and leadership, they do the same by breaking down barriers and humanizing professional relationships. A study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that people who receive compliments are more likely to reciprocate kindness, creating a virtuous cycle of positivity. This reciprocity is especially potent in networking scenarios, where first impressions can make or break opportunities. Moreover, compliments enhance self-esteem, which is crucial for collaboration. In public speaking, for instance, acknowledging an audience member's insightful question with a compliment not only validates them but also encourages participation from the group. Leaders who master this skill see improved team dynamics, as employees feel seen and valued, leading to increased innovation and productivity. The psychological impact is clear: compliments aren't superficial, they're a gateway to deeper, more meaningful connections. Compliments in leadership, fostering a positive workplace culture. In the realm of leadership, compliments are a powerful tool for motivation and retention. Great leaders understand that recognition is not a luxury but a necessity. By publicly or privately complimenting team members on their achievements, leaders reinforce desired behaviors and build loyalty. For example, during team meetings, highlighting an employee's contribution with a specific compliment like, "Your innovative approach to the project deadline saved us weeks' brilliant work," not only boosts that individual's morale but also sets a standard for excellence. This practice extends to fostering inclusivity. In diverse teams, compliments tailored to cultural nuances can bridge gaps and promote unity. A Harvard Business Review article notes that companies with recognition programs see a 31% lower turnover rate. Leaders who integrate compliments into their style, perhaps through weekly shout-outs or personalized notes, create environments where employees thrive. It's not about empty praise, it's about genuine acknowledgement that aligns with organizational goals, turning compliments into a leadership superpower. Consider the case of a tech startup CEO who implemented a compliment wall in the office, where team members could post notes of appreciation. The result? A 20% increase in collaboration metrics within months. Such initiatives demonstrate how compliments can transform workplace culture, making connections not just professional but personal and enduring. The role of compliments in public speaking and presentations. Public speaking is an arena where connections are made or broken in minutes. Here, compliments serve as icebreakers and engagement tools. Starting a speech by complimenting the audience, "I must say, the energy in this room today is truly inspiring," immediately creates rapport and sets a positive tone. This technique, rooted in audience psychology, makes listeners feel valued and more receptive to your message. During Q&A sessions, responding to questions with compliments like, "That's an excellent point," it shows deep understanding of the topic, encourages dialogue and builds a sense of community. Renowned speakers like Simon Sinek often use this approach to connect with crowds, turning passive listeners into active participants. In business presentations, complementing a client's insights can pave the way for deals, as it shifts the dynamic from transactional to relational. The power amplifies in virtual settings, where disconnection is common. A quick compliment in a Zoom meeting, "Love how you've prepared that data visualization, it's crystal clear," can humanize the interaction, combating screen fatigue. Ultimately, in public speaking, compliments are the threads that weave speaker and audience into a connected tapestry, enhancing influence and impact. Building business connections through networking with compliments. Networking events are goldmines for connections, but standing out requires more than a business card. Compliments are your secret weapon. Approaching someone with a sincere observation, such as, "I was impressed by your panel discussion earlier, your insights on market trends were spot on," opens doors instantly. This method, backed by networking research from LinkedIn, shows that personalized compliments increase response rates by 40% in follow-up communications. In sales and client relations, compliments build trust. Acknowledging a prospect's recent achievement, "Congratulations on your company's expansion, it's a testament to your strategic vision," positions you as an ally rather than a seller. This relational approach leads to longer-lasting partnerships and referrals. Businesses that train sales teams in compliment delivery see higher conversion rates, proving that emotional connections drive revenue. For entrepreneurs, compliments in pitch meetings can be game-changers. Complimenting investors on their portfolio choices demonstrates research and respect, fostering mutual admiration. In a world of superficial schmoozing, authentic compliments cut through the noise, creating networks that are resilient and reciprocal. How to give genuine and effective compliments? Delivering compliments effectively requires intentionality. First, specificity is key. Vague praise like "good job" falls flat. Instead, say, "Your detailed analysis in the report really clarified our next steps. Thank you for that insight." This shows you've paid attention, making the compliment feel earned and authentic. Timing matters too. Offer compliments promptly after the action to reinforce the behavior, but ensure the setting is appropriate: public for team motivation, private for personal growth. In leadership, balance compliments with constructive feedback to maintain credibility. Overdoing it can seem insincere. Practice active listening to fuel your compliments. In conversations, note unique strengths or efforts, then voice them naturally. For public speakers, prepare a few audience compliments to deploy fluidly. Remember, sincerity is paramount. Forced compliments are detectable and counterproductive. With practice, giving compliments becomes second nature, enhancing your connection-building prowess across all professional spheres. Potential pitfalls: avoiding ineffective or harmful compliments. While powerful, compliments can backfire if mishandled. The biggest pitfall is insincerity. People sense flattery, which erodes trust. To avoid this, only compliment what you truly appreciate. Another issue is over-complimenting, which can dilute impact or create dependency. Aim for balance. Genuine, occasional praise is more effective. Cultural differences play a role. In some contexts, direct compliments may seem forward. Tailor your approach with sensitivity training. Gender biases can creep in, so focus on professional merits rather than appearance. In leadership, favoritism from uneven complimenting can breed resentment. Ensure fairness. Addressing these pitfalls involves self-awareness and feedback. Regularly reflect on your interactions and seek input from peers. By navigating these challenges, you harness compliments' power without unintended consequences, solidifying their role in positive connection building. Case studies, real-world examples of compliments driving success. Real-world examples illustrate compliments' impact. Take Oprah Winfrey, whose career thrived on complimenting guests and audiences, building an empire of loyal connections. In business, Satya Nadella of Microsoft credits a culture of empathy fueled by recognition to the company's turnaround, with employee satisfaction soaring post his tenure. Another case, a sales team at a Fortune 500 company adopted compliment training, resulting in a 15% sales uplift within a quarter, as clients felt valued. In public speaking, TED speakers who incorporate audience compliments report higher engagement scores. These stories underscore that compliments, when strategic, yield tangible results in connections and outcomes. Smaller scale, a manager who started complimenting her team's unique contributions saw productivity rise 25%, per internal metrics. Such anecdotes prove that in leadership, business, and speaking, compliments are catalysts for profound, positive change. Conclusion. In conclusion, the power of compliments in building connections is undeniable. From psychological boosts to practical applications in leadership, public speaking, and networking, they forge bonds that drive success. By giving genuine, specific compliments, you not only uplift others but also elevate your own influence and relationships. As you navigate your professional journey, make compliments a habit. Start small in your next meeting, speech, or email. The ripple effects will strengthen your network, inspire your team, and open new doors. In a world craving authenticity, your words of appreciation can be the connection that changes everything. Embrace this power, and watch your connections flourish.